Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Ohio State looks to get an upset tonight against the 17-1 Michigan Wolverines at 8 p.m. The Buckeyes have rattled off two in a row this week, but the third-ranked Wolverines are currently a 15.5-point favorite. The college football playoff will remain a 12-team field in 2026. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has publicly supported a 16-team model, but Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti would only agree if Sankey committed to a 24-team field after 3 years. Petitti with a rare negotiation strategy of, sure, we'll try your plan, then let's actually do mine. So we're sticking at 12 for now. Cavs are back in action tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Cleveland will be without Max Strus and Darius Garland, while Sam Merrill is listed as questionable. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at El Vaquero. From now until March 31st, buy one quesadilla, get one free on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. Wearing the glasses today.
I got a little headache today.
On my level now. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know you had a headache.
Double vision.
Double vision?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, just a little blurry.
I'm seeing double vision.
But now I see you crystal clear.
And you don't...
And you know what? You got a lot of problems.
What's my
just
problem?
Just a lot of problems.
What's my...
You got melanoma.
Jeez, come on. All right, I got my dermatologist on the books now. So I'll be...
You better keep him or her on retainer.
It's a her.
You sprout up. Good.
Her last name is Costanza. That's why I picked her.
That is why you picked her, yeah. Isn't it, you sick bastard?
If there was a sign, if there was a Dr. Seinfeld,
Costanza,
probably would have gone that one.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big program today. It's Go to Jail Friday. Send us your tales of stupidity, and then we will hear the story and sentence those people to jail or death. Find us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner.
Can I do this first?
Day in the broadcasting?
Jail.
Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093, or email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Now, what do you have to say?
I'm sorry, Johnny. I'm in jail for that, but I'd like to throw you in jail because...
Why?
It's like every day this week, you're on to me about something. You just see me sitting back there in the cubicles... And you, like, 2 seconds ago, it was my melanoma on my face. You're on to me over my mole right now. I'm going to try to get it lanced off as soon as I can. Hopefully, it's not cancerous.
Which one?
Although, I bet you're rooting for a tumor.
Which one?
Which one?
You take your shirt off. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Since when have
it's
you
like
seen
Morse
me?
Code.
God, when have you seen me with my shirt off?
Sadly, too often.
Are you a peeping Tom?
Because you're changing your shirt in the office here, and it's always, ooh, howdy doody time.
I don't do that. Sometimes I take my sweatshirt off, and maybe my t-shirt rides up a little bit.
I have you might seen get a little peek at my too stomach. Many bare-chested Krugers in this office just before the show started.
Who else?
Dom Taberi calls me over to his desk. Hey, Mikey, I finished my basement. Take a look at it. And so he's pulling up a video on his phone, right? And he's taking me on a visual tour, virtually.
You love a good basement.
I do love a good basement. He's showing me all his memorabilia he's got down there. It's fine. I got no problem. He's filming this.
Yeah,
and then he goes in the bathroom. And he turns, and he's shirtless in the mirror.
You saw a bear.
He's shirtless.
You saw a bare-chested Taberi.
Don't worry about that. Don't focus on that. How could I unsee that now? I got shirtless Dom Taberi in my head.
Is he, you know, chesty? Chesty LaRue?
He's got some.
Needs a man's ear. Needs some support
there. Dommy's lost a lot of weight.
He actually does look
pretty
good.
No, no. He's a little hairier than I thought he was going to be.
Yeah. Okay, well, that aside.
Speaking of melanoma.
That aside, enough with the melanoma. You're giving it to me over the Crocs, which I hadn't even purchased. I'm just running it past. And then today, out of nowhere, I dress golfy today. I'm looking very nice. I'm on Team Puma. I got my Puma pants on. I got a nice quarter zip. I have my fan-branded quarter zip that I was ready to hear with a nice cream-colored flat front pant. I thought I'm looking snappy.
I don't like the cream pant.
I take my hat off, for which I'm still 2 hours to when I'm supposedly going to do TV, which I got bumped, by the way, so we didn't even do it. Weather bumped me.
Can you blame him?
You take one look at my hair, and you're yelling at me that I'm not on a schedule yet. I even switched to an old-fashioned barber like we discussed.
Your hair
checked that off the list.
It's too long.
It's not too long.
You have to go in regular intervals. But again, this is another situation.
I will go in regular intervals. I just don't want to go on the interval that you go on. I don't want to do 3 weeks.
3 weeks
I'd like it to be
perfectly fine
or 5.
Thing. I'm trying to help you adult.
I am an adult.
You're a grown man-child. You have a kid that's starting high school next year, and you're just a big grown-up baby.
If that isn't the pot calling the kettle black, then I ain't ever heard nothing. You need my help just as much.
I don't know what the hell that
means. I need your help.
No, now you're just flailing. This is ridiculous.
Now you're just saying things that aren't even true.
But again,
and you know it.
Like yesterday, you're talking about this Croc thing with me. I say, don't get the Crocs. They're for children and idiots, all right? And you're fighting with me. You're arguing with me. Then Maddie Ice stands up and says, Timmy, don't get the Crocs. And you, okay, Maddie. And you say nothing. I'm giving you crap about the hair today. It's too long. You need to cut it. You look like a bum. You're arguing with me. Jen Winters walks by.
I agree. You need to cut your hair.
Oh, okay, Jenny. Everybody else says something. No problem. Mikey says something, you have to argue with me for 20 minutes.
Well, did you ever stop to think about maybe the delivery needs to be put in check? Maybe there needs to be some consideration about tone and tact, like I said yesterday.
I'm sorry, I thought we were past that.
Matty Ice pops up, he's got a smile on his face.
I thought
Timmy, you gotta be out on those.
The pleasantries.
Oh, no. We
when you sit down with your wife and have a discussion.
We lose pleasantries, we're just animals.
No.
At that point.
I think there are certain people in our lives that we have to be brutally honest with. For me, it's my wife, my daughter, and you. And by the way, you should take that as a compliment.
Oh, I do. I do.
That you've worked your way into my self-consciousness.
But I say no to giving up on pleasantries. It's the same thing that goes back to holding a door open for a fellow human being. Like, that's another thing. When we leave work at the end of the day, could you just wait? You want to get out of here like escape on a fire pole. Just wait for me and Teddy to grab our sacks so we can walk with you.
I'm going to grab your sack.
Yeah, you better. Kick me in the sack.
I got stuff to do. I got to go home. I got to make dinner.
We're both going home, too. We got to get out of here. We got to go home.
I live farther than you. I got to go.
What, like 10 minutes farther?
That's right.
I live all the way up in Marysville.
I got to cook the meal. Did you hear what Bone's going to do, by the way?
is Bone.
Because we got the White Death
getting
coming
ready
in
for White Death.
On Sunday, he's going to get, because he's a good, clean boy, he's dedicated to his craft, he's going to get a hotel room down here.
I like that.
On Sunday night, so he can sashay in with his moccasins on Monday morning.
So is he going to, I mean, I guess, is he going to like hoof it from the hotel?
I don't know.
Or either way, you're close enough to where if that little Mustang he has can make it, depending on how much snow we have on Monday morning, he can have time to get over here or put the galoshes on, the boots on, and just walk over here.
All right, let's go to jail Friday. It's also Pick Your Parlay Friday. That's coming up at 5 o'clock. Jackets and Jet shutting out the Stars last night. How about that, Timmy?
Did you, a friend of mine was texting me about this, and so when I turned on the coverage, I was trying to scope it out, and it didn't look crazy to me, but did you think that there were way too many Stars fans in attendance? And my theory on that was, either there's Blue Jackets fans in protest right now, even though they turned it around since Bonus came in, but it's only been a few games, and they lost that horrible game against Ottawa. Or could it be that there's so many good direct flights from Dallas, people in Texas have a lot of money possibly to blow, and they think Columbus would be a fine city to visit for a day or two? I don't think we're that bad. No one ever mentions us as a destination city for vacation. But if you rope it around a sporting event where your team's there,
this is what
see a new arena, maybe that's it.
It's
I don't know.
First shutout of the year. Jet got it done. It was a dramatic final 3 minutes with the goalie pulled on the other end.
And you're going to say that's my first takeaway?
And we're going to talk about, are they on vacation? To Columbus. This is what we're talking about here.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? I'm going to answer that question and more because we got a big...
Oh, that's a tease.
We got a big basketball game tonight.
Oh, my God.
There will be blood. That's what I've been told. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some slowdown due to an accident that's on East Junkins Avenue at South 19th Street. There's also a couple-minute delay due to construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the day, if you wanted to listen to The Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story.
But now, oh baby, stream us live on The Fan app.
TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere.
The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies today and cold as temperatures fall throughout the day. The windy conditions getting below zero by later this afternoon. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the single digits. Feels like still below zero. And we will continue to have that wind chill below zero as we go into Saturday. Most of Saturday looks to be dry with mostly cloudy skies. With snow accumulation beginning late Saturday and going into your Sunday. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. I want you to walk by your window right now if you're at home. If not, remember to do this later. So you go by your window. Do you feel the cold air coming inside?
I bet you do.
I bet you do, too.
Yeah, ain't got no seal on it.
Guess what? If that cold air is getting in, the expensive air, the stuff that you pay for to heat your house, keep your family comfortable, that is escaping out of those same craps and gacks. What?
Phil is cracks. Todd Gack?
Cracks. Who? And gaps.
That's when I said nook instead of nooks and crannies.
Craps and gacks. But right now at Universal Windows Direct, they can solve this problem for you. Because look, let me break it down for you. Wintertime for them, a little bit slower. That's when the good deals come out. Right now, you buy four windows, you get four free. That is one of the biggest offers they've ever done. With 0% interest financing over 60 months, you can spread your payments over 5 years, same as cash, without a penny of interest. Plus, right now, you get $1,000 off your entire project. How many more perks do you need?
That's a lot of perks.
Come on now. Buy four, get four free, 60 months interest free, $1,000 off, and a warm vacation to look forward to. Why? Because you get a vacation voucher.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. With every purchase. How about that?
A vacation voucher?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll go from winter chills to a warm getaway. Call them today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
It's a jam-packed read.
I got to tell you.
Bursting.
That's some new information, too. I didn't even know about half that stuff.
I didn't know they were going to do that for us.
All right, Jackets beat the Stars last night. Jet gets the shutout, his third career shutout. First shutout for the Jackets.
Like you said, I couldn't believe that. What are we, 50 games in between Elvis and Jet? Jet getting most of that? Hadn't had a shutout yet this year.
Like the defense and goaltending has been inconsistent, but last night it was very good.
It's almost like we're not yet a playoff team, and that's the best we can do right now.
You know what I enjoyed last night, though? Look, first of all, Dallas is very good. So anytime you get a team like that coming in here and you come away with 2 points, I'm very satisfied. Would I have loved to see it against Ottawa because that was a four-point swing because those two teams are battling each other in the standings? Yes. But Dallas comes in here and you out-physicaled them. When you go and you look at the hits in that game, the Jackets doubled them up. And it's not a fake stat like it sometimes is. You watch that game and they were the more physical team. They came out and they were going to give maximum effort.
Well, and I think, you know, a lot was made out of Charlie Coyle hitting his 1,000th game. And look, I don't think that's any small feat to last in this league for 1,000 games. I commend him. I think they threw the stat up there. How many people ever do you think reach a milestone like that? Out of, you know, tens of thousands of players in NHL history, how many guys have ever made it 1,000 games into their career?
And you're really focused on the good stuff today.
Oh, man.
Did the Dallas fans come up here on vacation and Charlie Coyle's 1,000th game?
Yeah, that they
you're really in it.
They gave him the number one star of the game, basically,
good
for that.
For him. I don't care.
He had a solid game. He had some
fine.
Hits
His
out there.
His family was there. They had the little cannon time. It was very nice.
Yeah, but what he said afterwards is you have to win these types of games, too. It's not all going to be, you know, 5-4 wins or you're going to take it into a shootout.
Absolutely.
You got to figure out how to grab a shutout and keep somebody off the board like that. And that is a good team. So that was a really good job for the Jackets to win on the home ice. I know they got some more big ones coming in. And do you ever think about this when, because I know this would get under your skin anytime you would see Jeff Carter on the opposite side of the ice for times for the way things worked out with the CBJ. And it wasn't like it ended poorly. But when I see Matt Duchene, man, that takes me back. That takes me back to when the Jackets were gearing up for that run. They made the move at the deadline. So you didn't really get that many games overall with him. I think he kind of struggled at the end of the regular season once they made the move.
Indeed.
But then when the playoff hit and you had the series against the Lightning, did he come alive.
He was good.
Frampton comes alive. He had, I think, 5 goals and 5 assists. And I was actually looking at it yesterday because I was curious how it went for him, the time in Nashville, then he moved to Dallas. That was still the longest playoff run he'd ever had in his career, was the time he spent with the Jackets, but didn't get him in the offseason. But he was a really good center, and if only they could have made a deeper run in that postseason.
The people in Nashville will tell you that they regret signing that deal with him. The Jackets tried. The Jackets threw more money at him than he wound up getting in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yarmo did everything he could to try and sign him.
That's
now,
right.
Hindsight being 2020, I'm glad they didn't do it.
Because he had some injuries.
He had some injuries. Mm-hmm. He was not very good. Now, he's been a consistent player, and he's been on some good teams. He's done well in Dallas.
Right.
But
he didn't become that 80 to 100 point guy.
No.
That top line dog of a center.
For the amount of money that he was making? Is he still on that contract? I think he is.
Do you think Dallas is on that contract?
I think Dallas picked up the deal.
Maybe they did. I'm not sure about that.
But I'm glad. I'm glad we didn't get him. That was the thing after that offseason, is that Yarmo was so distraught with losing Panarin that he was throwing money at anybody who would listen.
I mean, just look at the fact. I mean, he's 35 years old right now, but still, there are some people at 35, they still produce big time, and he is on a season in which he has 11 points, 4 goals and 7 assists. He's played in like half the season. So there you go.
Kent Johnson says, I'd love that 11 points.
He might be past that
barely. He's playing better. Buckeyes and Meat Chicken tonight, 7 o'clock coverage here on The Fan. Colin White, we talked about him yesterday.
It's a done deal.
Colin White says they're going to go up there for blood, and they're going to take care of business. If you're saying, who's Colin White? Yes.
Little Daniel Day-Lewis.
There
will
correct.
Be blood tonight. Going to drink their milkshake.
Bruce didn't say anything. Devin didn't say anything, but Colin White.
Mobley didn't say anything. Colin White sure did. And I'll tell you, they will need a hell of a performance out of someone like Colin White if they've got any chance in this game. Because Michigan is a 15.5-point favorite. I think that's fine. You know, looking at what Michigan basketball is right now this year, we can still wax about how they got Dusty May as their coach, and we can do all that. That's been years now. It happened. He's been fantastic. I think time still will tell if the Buckeyes are really going to regret that. Let's see where the rest of the season goes with Jake Diebler and if he's earning himself a season beyond this one. But, Mike, this is a tall order. Michigan is where they are. We are where we are.
Thank you.
As a basketball program.
Thank you for that analysis.
They're really good, and we are
not
trying to get into the NCAA tournament at this point. They're one of the best teams in the country. Only one team has even scratched them off this year. What do you think?
I understand it. Here's what I think, though. What's the line on this? 15.5? Isn't that a little ridiculous?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? The Buckeyes go in there and just get blown out?
It's ridiculous that we're at a point where we could have a road game at Michigan and the point spread is this bad. But looking at these two teams, Michigan's got a bench, all right? And we know that. That's why a guy like Colin White is going to run his mouth. Well, you guys are the part of the team. You've got to do something. Take that ball, drive it coast to coast.
No, I understand that, but my
offense,
point is,
get some of those boards.
I'm not saying the Buckeyes are going to win this game. I hope they win this game. It'd be tremendous if they did. But the Buckeyes don't get blown out like that very often.
That's true. That's true.
You know, they've lost a lot of close games they probably should have won this
year.
It doesn't make it any less frustrating.
That's a feather in the cap for this team is, and you can look to last year's squad, right? Wasn't that early in the regular season where they got completely embarrassed by Auburn and they got completely embarrassed by Maryland? Twice in a short span. And the Auburn game was worse than Maryland. I thought I'd seen enough against the Terps where they might have been losing by 30 points in the first half. And then I think in that Auburn game, they might have been down by close to 50 at one point.
What was the biggest loss they had this year? I'm going to look it up. Go ahead.
Not big at all. I think it was Illinois. Illinois at home. We cut that game to, I want to say, 3 or 4, but
I was going to say that was competitive in the second half.
It felt like for most of that game, though, we talk about control. It felt like Illinois and all the itches, the Milicic, all the guys, the Balkans boys, they had us covered in that game.
They lost by 1 to Pitt, game they should have won, right? They lost to Illinois, the game you're talking about, by 8. They lost to North Carolina by 1. They lost to Nebraska by 3. They lost at Washington by 7.
That's it then.
Yeah, that's it.
It was
no double digit losses on the season. 8.
No times are they getting blown out. But yeah, it was Ivicic, Petrovic, Stojakovic, another Ivicic, and Mirkovic. They just had their way. They had their way for the Illini that night. But We've seen Michigan do this. That's my point. This is a really good basketball team, and they've actually had some more competitive games here lately, which that makes sense. You're not just going to blow teams out by 25 to 40 points throughout the entire season. Things will get tough. You'll face some adversity. The ball's not going to go in every single night. But all in all, you look at what the Wolverines get from their bench. I mean, Roddy Gale moved back to the bench.
Yeah.
And he's definitely at this point in his career, he's more of a Wolverine than he ever was a Buckeye. And as much as that pains me, but this is going to be a tall order for Ohio State. I will be really surprised if they go and get the job done.
Ryan Day is apparently going to change the whole operation. We'll talk about it in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Expect some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. There's also a small delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for this weekend. So tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Cleveland Browns weekend. Then at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's Fan Sports Saturday with Tito and Austin Ward. St. John's at Xavier at 1:15. And then we have Jackets against the Lightning at 6:30. Another good team coming in here.
Another home game for the Jackets.
That is correct.
That before you go on, and then Sunday, of course, we got the call-in show at 8, On the Money with Biddle and Ryan Baker at 9, and then Championship Sunday begins at 2 o'clock. We'll have both games. We were figuring out the schedule. I mean, we usually have a Fan Sports Sunday show, but we decided to wipe that one just to sort of make it easier on our weekend shifters with the White Death coming in. Mike said before that T-Bone is actually coming to Grandview to spend the night at a hotel on Sunday night so he can have an easier time getting to work.
He's
on
dedicated
Monday morning
to his craft.
I wonder if Tyvus is going to sleep in the same bed
with
him.
No, Tyvus is borrowing Cardale's truck.
Tyvus has a giant Chevy Tahoe.
But Cardale's truck is like the grave digger.
The grave digger, the monster truck?
The monster truck. It's got so much clearance.
Not the Dave Matthews Band song.
No, it could snow 3 feet and it's going to clear that.
How many monster trucks can you name?
Grave digger.
Is that it?
And, grave digger. Teddy, this is right up your alley. You're a big hillbilly.
I went to Monster Truck at the Shot like 10 years ago with Jack when he was a kid. There's something with a claw.
Gravedigger 2.
There's some kind of lobster with a claw.
Digger Phelps.
The claw man. Digger Phelps.
Steve Phelps.
Good.
Michael Phelps.
Ken Phelps. That's it. Ding, ding. That's it. But by the way, the college basketball game on Saturday, we've got St. John's at Xavier, which had to bump up a little bit because of the weather as well. But you know what's significant about that game tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
900 wins on the line for Rick Pitino, St. John's head coach. And as we know, his son Richard Pitino just took over at Xavier. So how cool of a storyline is that? dad going for a milestone. He's joking about how if he loses that game, he's just leaving his team in Cincinnati. There is going to be some competitive fire in this game from father to son.
This is actually their fifth head-to-head matchup because, you know, son, Richard, has been coaching for a while.
Yes. Minnesota, so then he was at New Mexico.
I was thinking about this. Now, Patino's an interesting guy. And by interesting guy, I mean Pudwack.
I know.
But, like, I'm my daughter's biggest cheerleader. And I think most people out there, you know, you'd want anything bad to happen to you before anything would happen to your kid. That's just the way it goes. Like, I can't imagine competing against my kid. Like, I'd almost want to lose.
Yeah?
I would. I mean, I'm sure Rick Pitino doesn't because he feels like he it's his profession. He owes it to the guys on his team, all of that. But if I win, my kid is going to lose.
Yeah. That's
I don't know how I'd handle that.
And like you, as I was thinking about this, I was trying to put the other stuff that we all know about Rick Pitino and his mistakes and his failures as a person, putting that to a side, just looking at it, looking at the beauty of the story.
Just focusing on the goblin that is
Rick Pitino. Not focusing on the goblin that is Rick.
Physically, he's a goblin.
He looks like a ghoul and he wears that white suit. He looks like he's actually dead but still living. But the idea of this, I do think of that's what's beautiful about sports and how something like this could happen. And everything that you just laid out there, I also wonder how I'd feel about that. But I think what I know would happen is Richard's comfortable with this because it's the life he chose. He got into this sport because he probably had a little bit of his dad found its way to him as far as the competitive spirit and the competitive nature and just being drawn to the game. Some kids are not drawn, and it doesn't have to be the golden rule. Some kids are not drawn to the exact things that their parents are. Some go completely the opposite direction. So to have it go that way, it's kind of cool, and I'm sure they're both going to be doing everything that they can do to win that game. But when it's over, I'm sure both are going to be really happy for the other guy, and I bet Rick wouldn't tell you. He'd probably be happier if Richard won the game, and he'd be the first guy to congratulate him and have a longer chit-chat about how everything went.
I hope that after the game is over, however it happens, they have like a Ben Johnson LaFleur post-game handshake where it's just like a giant F-U handshake
and they run off.
Yes.
You want the blow-by or is it the Jim Schwartz, Jim Harbaugh?
Well, that's kind of like what it was. Yeah.
Where Schwartz kept running after him.
Yes.
Yeah, that was good too.
Urban says that Ryan Day wants to get older with his roster immediately in the aftermath of IU winning the title. This doesn't surprise me, dude. I've been saying this for 2 years. I don't know why you'd ever, if you're a program like Ohio State or you fancy yourself a competitor for the national championship, why you'd want to go into the season with inexperience, especially at the quarterback position. Here's my hot take for the day. You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is that hot of a take, but.
Maybe lukewarm?
You decide. If Will Howard's on this football team, they win the national championship.
Ah.
They win another national championship. And that doesn't take anything away from Julian Sain. Actually, it kind of does a little bit. I don't know why I said that. Julian Sain had a fantastic season. But you saw in the championship game, in the playoff game against Miami, you saw a guy who hasn't played that much football. What we saw Will Howard do during those games last year, after the Michigan game, which, of course, Julian won and Will didn't. But the experience was what I think set that team apart. I want to go out like Indiana's doing with Hoover this year with TCU.
Yeah, they're bringing in Josh Hoover, who is a guy that's been around college football for 4 years, and he's thrown 70-plus touchdown passes, too.
Fernando Mendoza comes in. He's a veteran. They transition to another veteran immediately.
Right.
And because of that, I'm more confident if I'm an Indiana fan in this team doing something next year than I would be if they didn't.
I think I'll allow that to be a nice little hot take because I know where you're getting at there. And again, that doesn't mean you saying that about Will Howard being in Julian Sain's spot is not you saying that every single football player on the starting 22 has to be a fifth-year senior.
No.
And there's no way that we can't have a Chris Henry here or Jeremiah Smith right there.
Of course not, because we've seen those guys come in and have impacts.
But at that position,
there are certain positions.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think the experience is necessary.
There could also be another quarterback that comes along that does just wow you, and they're such an incredible John Elway, Andrew Luck, even I'll throw Terrell Pryor in there for what he was on the trail type of prospect that you go and recruit and you get. But does it even mean that that guy necessarily has to start as a true freshman? Probably not. And that would probably be explained to that young man. And they'd probably know the drill based on the way that it's going. So I think you also can't undersell Will Howard, not just his leadership, but his element with the run. And that's something that it doesn't just speak to Julian Sain's youth, or maybe it does, because I think we've seen some athleticism with Julian Sain. And I also don't think that Fernando Mendoza, I mean, we discussed it this week. He's not the biggest guy, and he's going to have to learn how to protect himself when he goes to the next level, or else he won't survive. But he would go and get those yards on the ground.
Absolutely.
When it was needed. And we just haven't seen a lot of that from Julian Sain. Some of that is trust. Some of that is belief in yourself and just being able to go out there and do it. So I think now that he's got that experience, you do feel good about Julian Sain and his skill set coming back, but I don't necessarily disagree with you. The thing that has been on my mind about this conversation going on in college football is, when are we going to see this turn? Because Ohio State just brought in a big recruiting class, and you can make the case that we're already in it. If Urban Meyer's talking to Ryan Day right after this Indiana game and he's seeing it now, if this was the come to Jesus moment, we're like, okay, I finally get it. I just needed to see Indiana fulfill this and finish it to know, to understand that you could have less talent but more experience, mm-hmm. coached the right way, that will do better than more talent. So let's go, let's do it. Does the MAC, the Mid-American Conference, become sort of the breeding ground, the farm system level for somebody like Ohio State? And instead of recruiting 28 guys, you pick the 8 to 10 to 12 best guys you want. And then the rest of it, you are going and crushing it in the transfer portal for guys that are going to be fourth or fifth year seniors every single year.
If you're asking me, yes.
It's time.
I would do that. If I'm running the program, I would do that.
If you're Mark Pantone, that's where your attention goes now.
I would let some guys come out of high school, physically develop at other programs. And of course, you're going to pick the ones that don't have bad habits, right?
Sure.
You're going to cherry pick the best of these players.
Yeah.
That you think have the right attitude, you can mold or have been molded into what you're looking for from a leadership perspective, and then plugging them right in. I think this is the way of the future, unless the rules drastically change in college football. This is the way of the future.
I have even heard in take football and take men's basketball, you know, high level Division I, and put that into account. I've heard from mid-major guys that are totally comfortable with that notion, and they have to be, that they will recruit somebody with the goal to get them to move on before their time is even done there. Say someone at Miami, Ohio, or at Ohio, Toledo, Akron, whatever. They'll want to get that guy in there to then get them ready by the end of their sophomore year or their junior season, if that's what they desire. Like, they will be there to help that young person move on, because you can all see where this is going to go.
Well, that's their role now.
That's the role.
Right?
That's
because then they make a reputation for themselves. Like, oh, I'm going to go there because they got so-and-so ready to go transfer to Kentucky.
I heard Bishman friends, I heard them discussing this on their show this week, this topic, and they floated out there, what about deals? Would there ever be some kind of financial arrangement? Say the Buckeyes had.
I don't put anything past it.
Say the Buckeyes had all of the Ohio MAC schools. And you kept it in state, but all the Ohio MAC schools, and it was a feeder system, and they had some sort of financial agreement with all of them that got them paid, so then they can go back out and recruit high school kids that maybe had the idea to one day get to Ohio State.
I wouldn't rule that out. All right, go to jail. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some slowdown due to an accident that's on East Long Street at High Street. We also have slower traffic if you're traveling on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan.
There's no place.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Because we barely are, it's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football and quiet quitting. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
A major snowstorm is headed our way, and 10TV has you covered. Download the free 10TV Plus app now and tune in starting Saturday at 4 for nonstop storm coverage all weekend. Up-to-the-minute forecasts, live reports across Central Ohio, and the latest church and school closings. I got to figure out if my church is going to be in session.
I'm sure you do.
Yep. Stay ahead of the storm with 10TV, streaming for free all weekend long on the 10TV Plus app. A little birdie told me that they're so desperate for weather coverage over at Channel 10, they're putting Nicole Sheeran on weather coverage this weekend.
Yeah,
she's
going to
be out and about covering the storm.
Are they doing that with Nicole and Adam? Are they and Dom? Are they bringing the whole sports team in to do weather?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make Adam go to the cemetery and dig his own grave. But
hey,
I don't know.
Hey, when you go to church and you walk in, do you like start to smoke or burst into flames?
Absolutely.
At all?
Yeah.
Does that start happening?
Stigmata.
To you? Just go near that holy water, it starts to bubble.
Just burns my face like acid.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right. This one was just last night. Leaving work here. This was prime rush hour, 6 to 6:30. When you get to your neighborhoods, you get to your busy intersections. We want to pay attention. I'd like to implore people once again, you're on the road. Even though you've got fancy cars that have these interfaces, those can still be distracting. Make sure that your eyes are up at the stoplights. When you're driving, your eyes are always forward on the road. It is not worth it. So this had not happened before. I'm at the busy intersection when I'm going home. This is Hilliard Rome Road and Renner. People from that part of town, you know it's a big, beastly intersection. It wears a blue leisure suit.
I'd rather die than be at that intersection.
If I could take a helicopter home, I would. I don't want any part of it, but it's either that or drive 15 miles out into the country and double back. So we're there, left-hand turn lane. And I was able to get a make. This was a black Chrysler minivan. But I'm back. I'm 15 cars back. But I'm in safe go zone. Like, when that light turns green, I'm making it. You know how when it's a road you know exactly where your car is, if you're going to make it through the cycle, if you're kind of on the cusp of it. This car, I'm not kidding you, it waited basically the entire light cycle before it started to move.
Well, of course.
And then it
screws up everybody else.
The entire cycle. And then it went through when the yellow light came in. And then, like we do in Ohio, you have three or four cars, just run the red light. Just blatantly run the red light. Four cars got through when 40 should have been able to go. And what is anybody else doing? Is anybody honking at her? Who's the car behind Black Chrysler? Are you going to beep beep the car behind that car? If you're three deep and nobody's moving, you are. The onus is on you to do a couple.
So who are we sending to jail here? The Black Chrysler or everybody behind the Black Chrysler that didn't give a little tap tap?
Black Chrysler gets death. To me.
I don't disagree, but all
the
right.
The car behind Black Chrysler, life imprisonment.
Wow, all right, okay.
And then the third car in line, 50 years in prison, no parole.
Where were you in this whole...
15 cars deep.
Oh, okay.
I'm screaming.
So there's nothing you can do.
I'm screaming. I'm blocked in. I can't go anywhere. I'm just sitting there screaming at the... Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Honk, sure. Don't honk. Let's just sit here. Let's sit here for the rest of the night. None of us have anywhere to go. I don't understand.
How about this? You know, we have all this technology now. Like, I have the heads-up display on my windshield.
Yeah.
I drive. I got the just radiates right on there. How about in situations like that, not only do we have a honker where we honk the horn, but if you're directly behind the person in your windshield, it spells out for the person... in front. It just says move in all red letters.
Your ass. Move your ass.
I was going to be a little bit more polite, but it's move.
So they see.
Is that for me?
Yes.
Or speaking of technology,
just rifles.
No.
Rifles come out.
No, it'll be quicker and, you know, easier. But if you're, you know how we have sensors for the lights. Like, if a car moves over in a certain spot, it's a different time of night. There's sensors under there that will then tell the light and give it the signal. So if you don't go by the three Mississippi count, wherever your car is, it'll just trap door and the car will fall into a pit.
You fall to the Earth's core.
Yes.
You're in the Mickey Mantle.
You go by Stanley Tucci in the little machine traveling to the Earth's core. You fall into a black pit of death, and that's it. All right. Here's one for the sports world for me. We didn't talk about this one much this week. Did you see Bills owner Terry Pegula?
I seen him.
You seen him?
I seen him.
So, I cannot believe how out of touch that man is, where he thought it was a good idea to go out there and do this press conference with the man he tasked to be his general manager, our very own Brandon Beamer. He is sitting right there trying to do his job. The type of strong-arming and micromanagement that Pegula displayed, these are the things that happened. So he first is saying how he fired Sean McDermott because of just a call. He said he went in the locker room, looked at his players' faces, tried to console Josh Allen, but Josh wouldn't even look up at him. Maybe that's because he doesn't want to talk to a doofus in that tough moment, and he's getting over it. Then, when he was asked about the championship roster that they thought they had and what went wrong, he butted into Bean's comment and shouted, "Oh, that was a bad call. Yeah, bad call. I thought you just said you didn't fire Sean McDermott over a bad call, but that's the whole reason that your championship roster didn't get it done." Then he continually ripped some of the player personnel decision-making right in front of Brandon Bean, especially on Keon Coleman. It was embarrassing on his part. If you want to do a moronic chit-chat with reporters and embarrass yourself, do it like Jerry Jones and do it all alone. Don't have other team personnel right there. Go to jail, you moron. Terry Pegula, 20 years.
He's not going to make 20 years. He may not live 20 minutes.
Life, then. Life.
Again.
If it's going to be 20 years, then let's just make it life.
It's going to be 20 minutes. All right, go to jails.
Plus, want yours.
Teddy, just some fantastic news for him. Or at least he's going to pretend it's fantastic news. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71. And watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda. And with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. Ohio State looks to get an upset tonight against the 17-1 Michigan Wolverines at 8 p.m. The Buckeyes have rattled off two in a row this week, but the third-ranked Wolverines are currently a 15.5-point favorite. The Cavs are back in action tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Cleveland will be without Max Strus, Darius Garland, and Sam Merrill. After months of discussion, the NCAA announced this afternoon that Division I schools are allowed to sell ad space on uniforms, equipment, and apparel starting August 1st. Teams will be permitted up to two additional commercial logos on their uniforms and one additional commercial logo on equipment during the preseason and regular season. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at El Vaquero. From now until March 31st, buy one quesadilla deal, get one free on the app. Terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, this dumb show is brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Hey, Teddy.
Ted.
I know you like to pretend.
Yes. Pretend
that you like the UFL football.
Aviators.
Uh-huh. The Columbus Aviators have released their entire schedule for the 2026 season. Of course, they're going to be playing at historic Cruz Stadium. Ted Ginn Jr. is your head coach. Todd Haley is your offensive coordinator.
It's a mean staff, man.
Says, when the team makes its Columbus debut, the Aviators will host a 6-1-4 kickoff celebration with appearances by yet-to-be-named local celebrities and community leaders.
Could be you.
It ain't going to be me.
Could be you.
Timmy. There will also be game day giveaways, and the Aviators will unveil the team's mascot, according to the release. So, the first game is going to be Sunday, March 29th, 8 o'clock. At the Orlando Storm. It's a road game. You probably have to travel for that one.
Sunday Night Football.
That's right. It will be Sunday Night Football. We'll be on ESPN. So
that's pretty big. That's a big thing.
It's hot, baby.
Yeah.
The home debut comes week two, Friday night, April 3rd, 8 o'clock, against the D.C. Defenders. That's going to be on Fox.
Cardale used to play for that franchise, didn't
he? Right. Yeah, he was a defender.
Ooh. Cardale is employed by the Columbus Aviators. We don't know what his job is, and neither does he, but he, in theory, gets a check from them. Week three, Sunday, April 12th, noon kick at Dallas. Week four, Friday, April 17th, 8 o'clock, home against Dallas. A little home and home.
Where do you think the Dallas Renegades play? They don't get to play in Jerry World, do they?
Rush Hour Renegades.
They play at the Star, maybe? Or the
Frisco,
the
maybe?
Yeah. Or either at the Star.
Or the soccer Frisco stadium.
The soccer stadium, possibly.
Yeah, they probably play at that soccer stadium.
No, don't they play in the old ballpark at Arlington where the Texas Rangers used to play?
Do they?
I think.
I'm about to find out. where anyway. The Rush Hour Renegades play.
Week 5, Sunday, April 26th, noon kick at Houston. Week 6, Friday, May 1st, versus Houston, 8 o'clock. So we got a lot of, we just played you the week before, now we're going to play you again.
Home at home.
Uh-huh. Week 7, Friday, May 8th, 8 o'clock, at St. Louis, the Battle Hawks. Yes.
They're always good.
He-Man's friend was the Battle Cat.
Yes.
Not the Battle Hawk.
No, different.
Battle Cat.
Same family.
Mm. Week 8, Sunday, May 17th, 1 o'clock, at Birmingham. Birmingham? Like I said, like it was in Birmingham?
The Stallions.
Birmingham!
Birmingham?
Yeah.
I thought they were contracting Birmingham.
No.
Oh, they're right there on your list.
No, I know they are.
They're the flagship franchise.
Wasn't that the original story when this first came out, is that Birmingham was going to be out?
I don't think so.
And they had to, you know, do something to survive? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Then they host Birmingham. Saturday, May 23rd, 3 o'clock. Man, that's going to be a hell of a thing.
Just kind of how this is a hell of a segment.
Mm-hmm. And then week 10, Sunday, May 31st, 6 o'clock, at home against the Louisville Kings.
Oh, the Kings.
Louisville.
It's another new one.
You think Kings. They play at whatever the Card Stadium is?
Papa John's Stadium.
Papa John's Stadium. Is it? It's not called Papa John's Stadium anymore, is it? Lost those naming rights. By the way, Teddy, they do play the Dallas Renegades. They play
where?
At Toyota Stadium.
That's the soccer.
Toyota. Yeah. I love what you do for me. Toyota in Frisco, Texas.
That was a hell of a segment, and wasn't it?
Did you ever know Mr. Toyota?
Mr. Toyota?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What is that from?
I don't know.
I know. You asked for it. You got it. Toyota. If you get that reference, we could be friends.
That's the movie Forget Paris.
I say, I hope to God you.
I get it. Reference. That's Uncle Louis.
Looking at me like I had three heads.
From Christmas Vacation.
That's right.
He's the old man in Forget Paris. Billy Crystal is an NBA ref. In that game.
It's a fantastic movie. If you like the NBA and you like a little romantic comedy, it'll
movie.
Scratch the itch.
What's the chick in that movie? What's her name? Deborah Winger? Is that
That's
right?
That's it. I think you got it.
I like the scene where she gets the bird stuck in her hair.
Reminds me of Fabio.
It's just good for the whole family. J.J. Watt is out of his mind. Timmy?
Okay. So let me take you through J.J. Watt here. I think maybe even a little jail might be in order for J.J. Watt right here. I do appreciate how he is into this kind of fodder, and he seems a little bit like the everyman where he can discuss anything and everything, and that's what you look for in an analyst and in a sports personality, especially a guy that was as good at his craft. But this is what he said. He said, I couldn't sleep last night. I got out of bed, made a couple bowls of cereal, was still hungry. Good for you. So I hit a 2 a.m. DoorDash order.
I think that's madness.
Man.
Complete and total madness to make somebody come to your house with a fast food delivery at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just go to the drive-thru.
I think it's madness. Yes, you're a grown man.
Jail for that, for having a DoorDash come to your house. I mean, he's rich beyond wild belief, so it doesn't matter what the tip situation, fee situation.
I just think it's rude. I would not ask somebody to go get my fast food at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
If I'm going to be an insomniac fat ass, I'm going to do it on my own time.
I wish I knew this. I don't. But what if J.J. Watt gave a ridiculously good tip for that part of it? Would that suffice? If I gave the guy a $100 tip for coming to my place at 2 a.m.?
All right, fine.
That'd be pretty nice.
All right,
but here's the thing. He says, now, I'm not going to out the company because I've been a longtime fan, but the size of this double cheeseburger is a problem. It's the size of a slider. Well, here is...
It's a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
It looks like a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
I can tell just by the sight of it.
The cut of the cheese and by the shape of the bun.
Yes.
It's a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
I'm fat enough. I can tell you exactly what that is.
You had the top commenter. The top commenter was actually Abby, who has been a longtime listener of this radio station. So hello, Abby. You're wrong. She says, oh, Wendy's, is this you? Looks like the squared edges. Those are not squared edges.
No, not a Wendy's.
Those are rounded edges. They would be very much more to a point
You're
if
not
that was
fat
Wendy's.
Enough. No.
But his point about it was that it's way too small. We can pretty much guarantee you that those burgers are a standard size. If we can criticize local franchises for maybe some of the nuance and how they're not run as smoothly, but the product that they're getting is going to be pretty consistent as far as size and shape.
Look, if you want to have a conversation that the double cheese has become too expensive and that we're talking $3.50 depending on where you go for a McDonald's double cheese,
I would agree with you.
I will have that conversation with you all day, every day. But J.J. Watt's point is that it's too small. Not that the price is too expensive, because obviously this guy's getting DoorDash at 2 o'clock in the morning. He's not concerned about price. But he's taking a picture of the cheeseburger in the palm of his hand to show you how small this burger is. Look, if it was like Adam Neff's hand and it looked like that, then
if it was Adam Neff's hand, it would be wrong in the other direction.
But this is a
You'd
huge,
be making it out to be a
J.J. Watt has a huge catcher's mitt for a hand, so of course it's going to look small in your hand, dude. Anything would look small in your hand, including, well, just go ahead.
If you put, say, like a baseball, if he held a baseball, it would look like you or I holding a ping pong ball.
Probably.
That's what it would look like. Have you seen the photo of him and Ian Eagle in the booth that went viral? All it was just a classic booth shot of one of the games that they were doing together. He's double his size.
He looks like a beast.
He might be triple his size. They don't even look like they're the same species. All right? Iron Eagle looks like some troll that came out from underneath a bridge, and he's just learning how to walk.
By the way, speaking of the McDonald's, I thought they learned their lesson with the extra value meal. I thought we were actually going to have some savings with the extra value meals, because I was in the mood for a little Big Mac today.
Oh, right? Do you have a jailbird to discuss coming up with this?
I'm just saying, I went for the Big Mac today, and the meal was like $8.39. Which is down from what it used to be. So I guess kudos for that. The meal was $8.39 for the medium meal. But I decided I could do better than that in the app. So I paid for the sandwich. You get the free medium fry because it's Friday and pretty much they do that every single day. I got a large drink and I'm $1 less than the extra value meal price. I'm at $7 and change.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I say jail. Teddy, hit it.
Here's what I contend.
That's 5 years at least.
I contend. Pick your burger, by the way, at McDonald's. You want a Big Mac? You want a quarter pounder? We're going to grandfather one of those in, okay? And that meal for all time is $6.99. Everybody gets that meal. That's like the loss leader. Like when you go to Costco or Sam's and the hot dog is $1.50. They're losing money on that, but it's the principle of the thing. They should have one meal at McDonald's that's under $7. It's a regular size meal, a regular size burger.
I love it.
Not something small, and that's their loss leader. You'd sell 15 trillion of those.
And see, that's where you're wrong. That's what's the beauty of the Costco and the Sam's Club deal, is that they don't even lose money on that. It's such a cheap deal. They're obviously not making a ton, but when you sell them at that rate, they're in-house, there's no cost to ship them anymore. You sell them for a little bit more than what they're worth, and then everybody's happy. I think that would be great. $7 is a perfectly sane amount.
Buckeye basketball tonight. Buckeye basketball at Michigan. But things are going to change at the shot, and they're going to change for the better. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some holdup due to an accident that's at the intersection of East Long Street and High Street. And there's a bit of a slowdown if you're on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and 670. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Because
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tonight.
They've revolutionized the money clip. What does Tyvis Powell carry?
Say this word for word. You got that clip on you?
Oh, he's going to think you're talking about that.
What is that?
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking a major winter storm developing here for the weekend as winter storm warnings have been issued across central and southern Ohio. We are tracking some very heavy snowfall to make its way through, and that snow will begin here for Saturday evening with the heaviest snow arriving after midnight and through Sunday morning into the afternoon. And once all is said and done, we are expecting 8 to 12 inches of snowfall across central Ohio. And once that snow clears out, the bitter cold will settle in here as we head into next week. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt office ping pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I would like to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. And there is a certain thing that can affect certain guys. They are experts at dealing with it and treating it. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, the dreaded ED, as we call it in the biz, and you're ready to move past all that frustration and the embarrassment, well, then it's time to call Tri-State Men's Health. 800-900-9654, or just go to tristatemenshealth.com, start taking a look around. There may not be a better resolution in the new year than finally taking control of that ED. You remember the first time you failed to perform in the bedroom?
Oh my God. Do I ever?
Ongoing process,
my
right?
My God.
Yeah, for you and me, you probably just laughed it off. No big deal.
She laughed it off.
It's a big deal. So go to Tri-State. They got treatments with success rates over 90%. Some can have you last an hour or more.
Dear God!
There's two locations right here in Central Ohio. That first visit is $99. You get the TMPSA test. If advised, a dose. And if it doesn't work in the office, then it's free. You could be having super terrific, happy, fun time the very next day. Tri-State Men's Health.
All righty. The Shot will have a new look above center court beginning next season for the first time since 2008. Ohio State's going to replace the scoreboard in the arena. Project that was approved by the Board of Trustees and will begin in April. The project will replace the existing scoreboard at center court. The 360-degree ribbon board and outdated LED boards and signs. It has a $5.2 million budget. And will be completed by September.
That's what we're doing?
No, because it's this article says
we're
right
doing
here.
We're doing a new...
The Schottenstein Center's current scoreboard is not only one of the oldest in the Big Ten, but it's also one of the smallest in college basketball, considering the arena's size.
Teeny tiny.
Uh-huh. While the new scoreboard will likely increase in size slightly, it must still fit within the existing blueprint atop the Schottenstein Center, essentially to hide it for other non-basketball and hockey events.
We don't even want it for other events.
Look.
We don't even need it for other events besides basketball,
I guess.
I've
just beaten a dead horse on this subject. I don't know why we continue to sink money into an arena that we all hate. Look, $5.2 million. I don't know anybody who is not going to the Schottenstein Center because they feel like the Jumbotron is not current enough. Here's what I'd like to do with that $5.2 million. You know, as The Rock would say, flip that son bitch sideways, shove it straight up your candy ass, right? But I'd like to take that $5.2 million in the offseason, go out and get the best player in college basketball. Hey, here you go. Here's $5.2 million. You know what? Let's put it to a vote.
Right. You think Darren Peterson is coming here for $5 million bucks for
Let's
1 year?
Let's put it to a vote.
Probably
to
so.
All Buckeye basketball fans, would you rather buy a ticket next season to go see a brand new scoreboard? Or would you rather us take that $5.2 million, go out and get the best player in college basketball? I know what I'm voting for, but then again, I'm not hip with the kids, Timmy. Apparently, it's all going to change the atmosphere of the shot. New scoreboard, tinted gray floor. Yeah!
Mike, I need help. I
can't help you.
I need help. And this is not it. If you go around college basketball, if you go to all of the Power Four schools, you will probably find, this might hurt to hear. This might hurt to hear it, but we have to start saying it out loud. We might have, not only is it not great and is it not the best, we like to think it is with all things Ohio State, we might have the worst men's basketball environment in all of Power Five basketball. It might be DFL. That's what I'm saying.
What's DFL?
Dead, you know. Come on, Tony Romo. DTF, DFL.
Well, I know what DTF.
But this is just, I don't want to hear anything about sinking more money into that building. What did Ross Bjork and what did everybody at Texas A&M have to do when they realized that the contract was too much for Jimbo Fisher and he wasn't going to get the job done? Sometimes in sports, sometimes in business, you do make the wrong call. I'm okay with that. You know, we made a mistake. We tried to build a place that was going to be the biggest and the best. It was going to ooh and ah people when we filled this place. We're going to be more like Kentucky, more like North Carolina with an NBA sized arena. We're going to pack it every single night. But look at this. I mean, I've got Ross saying to Jardy the other day in the Dispatch about that it's not just one thing. It's not just one thing with this basketball program. I agree with that. It's not. But when we do have one thing here that we can control, listen to this. They have not had a home sellout since Michigan in March of 22. You're telling me we haven't sold a game out in 4 years? And then we had less than 9,000 for our last home game, less than half of the capacity. I don't understand it. Bjork said, what's the definition of consistent? Is that 10 to 14,000 in that range? Because it feels like a much better atmosphere. Are we ever going to sell it out in this era? 18,000? That's a difficult challenge. You've got Ross saying right there, it will be very tough to ever fill this place. Then I don't want another penny
have to
put into that place.
Reevaluate our standards as a school. Okay?
We have to you have to commit to the program.
That's
first.
Number one. Right. We need to say that a successful season is not just maybe backing our way into an NCAA tournament.
A successful season is making a Sweet 16.
Yes,
that's
right.
It.
But you know what?
That's the standard.
That's Cinderella time.
Yeah.
Compared to where we are right now.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's reevaluate what the standard of the program is and should be, okay? Because I have been in that building with 18,000 people. Don't tell me it can't be done consistently, because I know it can. The difference was people were excited to go see those teams. But let's take all that out. All right, let's say that things have changed. Just for the sake of argument. And that 18,000 is no longer possible with a program the caliber of this one. Well, then you know what you do to a 28-year-old arena. What do we see all the time? We see all the time this, oh, it's 20 years old. Knock it down!
You bite the bullet and you get rid of it.
You didn't build it 5 minutes ago. This is 28 years old. You have tons of rich alumni across the country. Float the idea to a couple of them. Hey, do you want St. John Arena 2.0? If you don't think it's cost feasible or you don't have the space that you want to renovate St. John Arena, then you go out and you make a new clone of it.
Yes. Yes. There are several examples across college basketball where you take the capacity down. And it's like you said, are we going to go back to those glory days? Those days with Thad Matta where you're winning 30 games every year for four straight years, even for Ohio State, even when you're committed to basketball, that's going to be tough to do. And when you are a football school, I get sick and tired of hearing how we can't even have basketball if we're going to be a football school. That is bunk because we have seen it before. But if you bring that down a little bit, because as we go into the future, people's minds change, attention spans change. There are challenges to getting people to come out.
Give them a reason, though, Timmy.
Well, of course, give them a reason by committing to basketball, and then let's build something that's beautiful, that is sized right. You're trying to find the median. Things will fluctuate. You're not always going to make those Sweet 16s, even though you're trying to, but you want to have a building that on most nights when it's a Tuesday in December or January, and it doesn't look half empty. Bringing that capacity down does not mean taking away from an environment. It actually builds the environment up, because when it's smaller and more intimate and you're closer to the court and the sight lines are better, it's not doubled for hockey. That takes away from it with how far away you are behind the baskets. It's just time to understand. Stop sinking
money
into it.
Well, you know what else you could do,
too? Be done.
If you're so concerned with the atmosphere, all right, and you think the atmosphere is all that's holding us back from having an excellent program. I don't necessarily agree, but let's go in that headspace. Then on those Tuesday night games against Nowhereville U, it seems like we have way too many of those games. You know what you say? Hey, tickets? $5.
Cheap tickets.
$5.
Yeah.
Fill it.
Cheap sodas that night, too.
Sell tons of concessions. You
tired
make money
of the $13
on
$13 sodas.
Right. You want to talk about atmosphere? $5. You'll get all the families in the world coming in there for entertainment that night, because you can't go to the damn movies for $5.
You get the Red Panda.
The Red Panda comes
her,
down.
You get her on retainer.
She doesn't fall down and break her wrist again.
No.
Actually, maybe you get a little bit more scratch if she does.
Break your arm a little harder next time.
Show us bone.
I want Kevin Ware type of breaks. No, I like Red Panda. Be safe.
Let's talk about the FBI coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You can expect some delay on southbound 315 going from 670 to Town Street. And there's a couple minute hold up on eastbound 33 from 270 to Bixby Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Audible. If you're stuck in traffic, why not take care of you? Who better to help you do that than the top voices in well-being on Audible? Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/well-being. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Kinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
They're favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Let's go to jail Friday. Find us on X, at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Let me throw a couple your way, just for starters here, then we'll get back to them. We were getting raked for yesterday. You remember when Fishy ran in here and had to tell us what the yellow jacket was?
I'm sorry.
I've heard from so many people, and I will own that one. I feel like I should have known that. I actually visited Golden, Colorado, and done the tour, and it was a good time. It was a great time. Didn't know the yellow jacket term. I always called it the banquet beer. I'm sorry. I thought it was the banquet beer.
I'll take it too.
I told Baker was texting me, yelling at me last night.
I'm very sorry.
Taking the man card away for not knowing that. We thought it was like a foo-foo drink that Bo was taking in, like a tequila mixer drink, the yellow jacket, which is a thing, but who the hell would ever want to drink one of those? So, I mean, if you would have said Silver Bullet for Coors Light, I'd always bled towards Coors Light. People like the banquet beer, to each their own. We'll go to jail for that. We'll put ourselves in jail for a year, probationary period maybe, to learn what drink nicknames are, and then we'll move on.
That's it?
Well, no, I mean, you want more right now? I thought you wanted to do the story, and we'll come back.
I'll do the story.
Do the story, I'll come back, we'll have some more.
The Colts yesterday acknowledged the existence of an FBI investigation into the death of former owner Jim Irsay and the potential involvement of a California doctor who reportedly prescribed him pain pills and ketamine. Irsay died in May at 65 from what is described as a cardiac arrest. He was in the Beverly Hills Hotel where he just sort of lived, I guess, when he was out in California.
Okay.
This crazy doctor was also there at the hotel. And look, this is what I said this a couple years back, and everybody got on me for it. Because it was clear that this guy OD'd. He OD'd. He had to be revived with Narcan. And we heard crickets from the NFL.
Mm-hmm, right.
This is an active, engaged owner who serves on competition committees, who clearly has a history with substance abuse, has had issues throughout his adult life, and it seems just OD'd and had to be revived. And it was nothing from the NFL. And I didn't understand that at all. And then he died. And it was, oh, this is terrible. And it is, man. Of course, anytime a guy dies in his 60s, member of the NFL family, people cared about this man. He had children that cared about him. All of that. But still, nothing. Nothing as far as an official investigation as to what the hell was going on. They either put their heads in the sand and didn't care or treated the public like a bunch of idiots. Okay? And so now we know the existence of this FBI investigation, ongoing investigation. But still, not a damn word from the National Football League. How far did this go? Was this guy inebriated when he was making football decisions? No one cares.
And this is a thing where, rightfully so, you've spoken about this, and it's not just with Jim Irsay either. This goes to what is the NFL's role, what should be their role, and Roger Goodell and at the league offices when owners are, like, take Dan Snyder, for instance. It seemed like in that case, they wanted to jump on him. There are certain owners that if they get out of control to an extent, they will go and try to make an example out of them. But
Robert Kraft's getting a rub and a tug at a massage place. That's front page news.
And then nothing is done over Robert Kraft.
You have an owner that OD'd. Nobody says a damn word.
So it's almost like there's favoritism there with certain owners. Obviously with Jim Irsay, possibly with Robert Kraft because the Patriots are winning all these Super Bowls.
But when it was Dan Snyder and you got sort of a laughing stock of an organization, and I'm saying rightfully so, because what he had been doing there was wrong. What he was able to get away with was wrong. The treatment of staffers and the facility, the whole entire culture there was just a complete mess. But you're spot on. This doesn't make any sense. And when did we just find out about this? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday? I mean, I don't know why, like, the Colts even felt they were going to come out and acknowledge it. I guess the reporting had been done and it was going to come out anyway. And they finally said, yeah, it's being done. I don't know what is going to come out of this. Nothing is going to bring Jim Irsay back. And that is too bad with all of what he dealt with. But again,
I'm not here
running the team
to vilify Jim Irsay. But Jim Irsay is the public head at the time he was alive. Now his daughters have assumed ownership. Was the public head of a billion-dollar organization. And we don't say a damn word about it. I just don't understand. I don't understand the lack of transparency in the National Football League. I really don't.
We had a story
earlier this week about how, like, Walt Anderson, who is the head of officiating, comes out and says, yeah, we have a replay center where we have, you know, all these, you know, tons of guys, dozens of people, really, looking at replays. And one NFL executive came out and said, we don't know anything about the existence of this place.
This is a guy that works in the league.
Who are these people looking at the replay? It's almost like it's the KGB running the National Football League, and we enjoy the product so much, we just like, oh, okay. Yeah, replay center. All right, good.
It is like that.
Coach just OD'd over there. Not coach, owner. It's all right.
No,
that's okay.
That's how it is. That is how it is. And ironically, one of the guys that was just laying all those facts out this week was Robert Kraft, sitting there talking about it with their numbers and how they want to add games to the season because then the salary caps can go up and the amount of people that are watching their games compared to every other sport. It is good for them because he ain't wrong. How many people tuned in for your Bears game?
Over 52 million.
2 million people. I mean, my God, the numbers that they do. It is insane right now. They could send someone to every football lover's house every day of the week, and they would punch them square in the nose, and they'd go right back to watching the NFL games when they were on TV. They could do physical harm to people, and they would still come back and watch their product. That's how popular it is.
Let's do some jails.
Go to jail Friday. Go to jail Friday, indeed. I want you to give us some emails. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Twitter and X at manandtimmy971. Sean says, my guys,
if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Says, I work in an office building that's right next door to a dog daycare, and one particular older gentleman will regularly walk his dog across the lot and lets it, you know what, in the lawn of my office building, and then doesn't bother picking it up. Life. You know, I agree with you. I had this one, too, again happen this week where right by my sidewalk in the front yard, giant pile of dog crap. And I'm thinking of installing a video surveillance system over this.
What are you going to do about it?
Or
you're going to knock on someone's door and say, excuse me, sir, here's footage of your pooch crapping on my lawn.
Well, I mean, at least I'd know.
I demand reparations.
At least I would know where to throw the bag of crap. Because I would do that.
What if it's a coyote?
Again with the coyote, I've never, ever laid eyes on a coyote. I see a lot of people walking their dogs right off the sidewalk. Yes, they exist. Someone actually emailed in that after you mentioned that, they were driving on the interstate somewhere. And so there was like a little like green area off the highway where there was some grass and stuff like that heading up towards a wood line. As you were telling that story about the coyote, they saw a coyote, what they presumed to be one, taking a squat and crapping.
There you go.
In the open grass.
It's coyote scat.
It's not there you go. That was out there in the wilderness off of the highway. I'm here in a neighborhood. It's dog. I want to get the queen involved, and I want to do the DNA testing. That's what I'd like to do. Bring that back so I can find this out. Because
what do you call it when a coyote plays jazz music? Coyote scat.
That's pretty good.
Well, Man, I got to tell you, the look on Ted's face is such disgust right now.
You're a scat man.
He can't believe he's even producing this show. How you doing, Ted? Is one of them today?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay. I'm doing good, Mike.
Just fantastic.
We're going to do some more go-to-jails. Plus, there's a coach that needs to be fired immediately. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on southbound 270's off-ramp to I-70, and that's on the east outer belt. We've got a bit of a delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 315. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey there, Jane Lynch here. Want to hear something funny? Too bad. Want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
It's Friday, and there's football. I shall call it Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for all things football. The Fan.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranak's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to point out that this weekend of football is the last true football weekend of the season, of the year. College football's done. And I know we have the Super Bowl yet to go after this, but that's more of a spectacle than anything.
I'm with you on that.
I don't count that as a true football weekend, but we have championship weekend here. Patriots at Broncos, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Rams at Seahawks at 6:30. This is the last real weekend of the season. I said yesterday that I thought the Patriots would get it done on the road and that the Rams would get it done on the road. When was the last time you had two road teams winning the conference championship games?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Teddy? Yeah, he just wants to punch me right in the throat. Neither do I.
You said that like
I know.
You
it had said it like I knew, didn't I?
No, you did not.
Hey, subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search.
I bet it's not. I'm sorry.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
What am I doing? Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
I bet it's not as long ago as you think. Probably within the last 5 years.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, it's home field advantage is obviously something that you have a thirst for,
Teddy?
But I bet it's happened.
I just did a quick Google search. As far as just one of them winning, it was like 2023, the Chiefs did it. 2020, Tampa did it.
I know, but both is what
2012, 49ers.
I mean, the Bengals went on the road, right? The Bengals went on the road and did it.
Here it is, 2012, the 49ers and the Ravens both did it that season.
Okay.
Huh? Well, to get the Harbaugh.
It's 2026.
Yeah, that was the Harbaugh. Okay,
yeah, that's longer.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Stained.
Uh-huh. Stained. Want some jails?
Yeah, let's do some jails and then tell me about the coach that needs to be fired immediately.
Let's go to our pal Andrew right here. Says, my intergalactic turd nuggets.
They don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
Got a major work lunch etiquette violation. Put my lunch in the air fryer / mini oven at work for 15 minutes. Then I walked away to my desk. Keep in mind it's 1:15, well past typical lunch rush. I went back to the lunch area about 7 minutes in to look at the vending machine. Then I looked over and I see somebody tinkering with the air fryer mini oven. So I walked over to see the situation only to find my food removed from the oven 8 minutes early and half cold and a panicked stare from the lady who took it out.
That's what? Why?
She gave me the panicked lie. Oh, is this yours? It was done. So I took it out and I just said, oh. And I took it and I walked away because I struggle with confrontation.
Look, I understand.
So the next best thing is to send guys to jail.
I got it. She clearly did it on purpose, right? She wanted her food in. That's 20 years in jail. For her.
I'm trying to, we've discussed this before. What kind of rules should we have over what kind of foods can be brought into reheat?
I believe, even though there's that meme of me out there that all of you send me thinking you're the first one to send it to me.
Yeah, being the fish guy.
Where I'm Bryce and I microwave fish. I believe that anything in the aquatic family should be off limits for reheating.
Like no surf.
Rothman will do fish in there.
No surf.
No surf.
Turf is fine.
Turf is fine, turf depending is fine. On the turf. If we're talking about some sort of like, use common sense. All right? Warming up a leftover piece of pot roast. Okay.
I agree.
Right? Warming up a leftover piece of curried lamb. Maybe not.
Possibly not.
Possibly not.
Like, yeah.
We have gotten away from common sense in society. Oh, one meat, how is it different from the other meat? It's different,
What about we have Rhyme Time here that will do like an entire Mexican fiesta lunch day, and he brings in all the different components for his
nachos. Yeah.
He has the ground beef, the lettuce,
with Rhyme
the cheese.
Time is that he stands right in the walkway. There's not a lot of space there.
He's there really building that thing.
And he's there like doing a cooking show for no one.
he does look like that.
He's cooking. He's assembling. It takes him 15 minutes.
We got Martha Stewart over here.
Everybody's
showing you how
walk
to do
past
your
him. Oh, excuse me, Reimer. Oh, what are you making there, Reimer? Oh, nachos bel grande. Okay, Reimer.
And I try to be nice and say, like, oh, that looks good.
No, I'm done being nice.
I've always questioned if that was a little...
I just say move.
A little too much.
Get out of my way.
If you can have it in, like, one glass dish and put it into the microwave, and it's not going to stink up the entire office... I say that you're fine right there. I see that you've been sent to jail here by Ryan. Says, I'm sending man to jail for buying ridiculously expensive and subpar eggs. Well, your eggs aren't subpar, right? They're really good.
My eggs are top notch.
He said, guaranteed there are plenty of sources for farm fresh eggs nearby for $4 to $5 a dozen. And your store bought garbage isn't close to that quality. I don't care what the fancy labels say. Jail.
All right.
I mean,
can you bring them to my house?
Oh, now he needs to bring them to your house.
I'm just saying, like these nice farm fresh eggs.
I mean, I think
they're
so
available. I can't buy them at the store. I can't go to the store to get eggs now. This is what we are in America. What was your chicken's name that laid the eggs? I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, what about the price that you're paying?
I'm going to the Kroger. You know what?
You want to pay the $13 for the
first
dozen?
Of all, I don't pay $13.
Buck an egg?
Also, I pay for convenience. I'm aware of it. I go to the grocery store. I buy what's at the grocery store. All right, I'm a yuppie who lives in the suburbs. That's all right. I'm not Farmer Bill.
I get one trip to a farm store like every 2 weeks or so. That's about it. And because it's close, because it's convenient and it's not too far away.
Are we going to do the coach that needs to be fired? Are we doing that? Are we holding it over?
We don't have time right now.
All right.
Spent too much time on the go to jails, but
I tell you
we
what,
will do that.
We'll come back. We'll do the coach needs to be fired, and then pizzazz. Because it's pick your parlay.
Big time pizzazz.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch for traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on Wilson Road at Fisher Road. We also have an accident that's on the right shoulder of eastbound 161 after Little Turtle Way. That's causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Ohio State is in action tonight, trying to upset the 17-1 Wolverines at 8 p.m. Michigan comes in a 15.5-point favorite over the Buckeyes. Coverage begins on the Fan at 7 p.m. In the NBA, the Cavs are hosting the Sacramento Kings at 7:30. Cleveland will be without Max Strus, Darius Garland, and Sam Merrill. In college football news, this afternoon the NCAA announced teams will be allowed to sell ad space on uniforms, equipment, and apparel starting August 1st. We also got news that the college football playoff will not be expanding in 2026, as the Big Ten and SEC could not agree on an expansion format, therefore bringing back the 12-team playoff. Sponsored by Germain Toyota for unbeatable services and sales. Visit Germain Toyota on the corner of I-70 and Bryce Road, or online at germaintoyota.net. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No. No, 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 no.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Mikey, we're going to get to pizzazz and have Pick Your Parlay in just a minute, but we got to talk about this situation out here. There is a coach out there in major college basketball. Let me tell you, it's over for Bozo. And if you look beneath the surface, you will not understand. There is no logical explanation for why he's even still there. He should have been fired yesterday.
John Diebler?
Well, actually, no. John Diebler.
Jake Diebler.
They're going to get John
and
can't
John.
Be an assistant for Thad anymore? No, no.
Is John on Thad's staff?
John, unless something changed, should be on Thad's staff. Yeah, I think Greg Oden is not on the staff anymore. But
Greg Oden was
John
at the
still is.
Basketball game this past weekend.
Yeah, they did.
At UCLA.
And that was the game where they did some of the captains throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. See, Scooney.
Michael Redd was there.
Scooney and Michael Redd. Man, people forget just what a ridiculously good basketball player Michael Redd. Not just when he was here at Ohio State.
I don't forget.
In the NBA, he made a dream team, for God's sakes. They had his jersey not long ago displayed in the Schottenstein Center. So anyway, back on track. It's Bobby Hurley, okay? Take a look at Bobby Hurley. He's been at Arizona State actually since 2015, since Marty went to the future. That's how long he's been at Arizona State. He is 177 and 157 in his time there. He's 83 and 106 in conference play.
Yuck.
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 How many times has he made it past the first round in the NCAA tournament? How about zero times? He's made three tournaments. One of them was a first four.
For 11 years?
He's made three tournaments. One of them was a first four. He's never even been out of the first round. And I didn't even get an AI voice this time. Like, this was him. This was him after their most recent loss. They've lost like 6 out of 7. And they just lost to West Virginia at home. Got beat by double digits, and West Virginia sucks. He is as defeated as I've ever heard a coach.
We have not played well here in years. Like since before COVID. Like, we had this place cooking,
before COVID. Now it's just, it's a sterile environment. We don't win here. We don't give our fans any reason to show up with enthusiasm to think that we're going to win a basketball game. And we have been dreadful at home for years.
All right.
I suck. I'm a failure. He said that he's a failure. He put that out there too. They've had 11 wins, 14 wins, had the 123 win season. Then it was back to being 14 and 18, 13 and 20. And now they are, 9-6 and winless in conference? 10-9, excuse me, and winless in conference. They're terrible. Fire him. It's over. You're not as good as Dan. You're never going to be.
No.
You're a better player, much, much worse coach.
Dan's a big prick-a-rooney, though.
Oh, but he wins.
He wins. He's a prick-a-rooney who wins.
I'll take it.
I'll take it, too. You know what else I'll take?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz!
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
It's championship weekend, kids. Let's start there. The Broncos are a home dog in the AFC title game because, you know, Bo Nix go bye-bye. But as good as Drake May was during the regular season, he really hasn't had much to do in the playoffs. Going on the road this week, I assume that's going to have to change. Patriots favored by 4.5. I think they win and cover it. Rams at the Seahawks. These two teams split the regular season series. But even though the Seahawks won at home in the version last month, Matt Stafford had his way with that Seattle secondary. I think it's more of that on Sunday. Rams are getting 2.5, and I think they win it. Buckeyes in Michigan tonight, depending on where you look. The line is between 15 and 17, not in favor of the Buckeyes. As inconsistent as this team has been all season, I still think that line is bogus, man.
Oh.
Buckeyes cover. They won't win, but they cover. 84% of the action is being placed on Michigan for this one. Wowza, 84%.
Yeah.
All right, big event tonight in Tampa. Is it the Lightning? No, they play it nationwide tomorrow. By the way, I'm taking the Jackets to win that game. Thank you very much. But tonight, it is in Tampa. Professional bull riding. Unleash the beast. There's going to be a lot of bucking and jostling. This is on Paramount Plus if you want to watch the action, too. I tried to get Fishy to run it on the fan, too, but he yelled at me. I was surprised to see former ESPN anchor Sage Steele as one of the contestants. But it's not really her. The dude's name is Sage Steele Kimsey, and he's a real-life cowboy. He's also getting plus 1,300 odds tonight, but I got a feeling good old Sage won in New York just a few weeks back, his third career victory. Let's make it another one tonight as he rides that bull with assless chaps. Right, Teddy?
Let's go. PBR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all assless. Remember the bull that Spielman was obsessed with?
Bodacious
the bull. I don't know if he's riding Bodacious, but I think Sage Steele's going to get it done tonight. $10 on this bundle of crap wins you over $2,000. Timmy?
You know what the sponsor is for professional bull riding? It's U.S. Border Patrol.
Of course it is.
Actually, of course it is.
To
look that up. Oh, they're all out there. Okay, starting with one of my true loves. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da. Like Mikey said, we got college basketball tonight. I really like what this Buckeye basketball team has done recently. Great-looking win over UCLA. A game they needed to have against Minnesota. But you got no bench. No bench on this team. Michigan got a big bench. They got Kaysen. Did you not see? They got Gale.
Colin White?
Oh, he's zipping.
Colin White!
He's zipping, he's scooting,
he's out for blood.
Coyote scatting up and down that court, taking it to the tin. He's going to need to do that. You said 84% of that action is on Michigan. Consider myself in that 84%. I think they're all going to be right. 15.5 points. Michigan covers. I would take the over in that one as well. 165.5. Staying with the hoops in the Big Ten, Michigan State hosting Maryland. Coming off a nice Western trip. They drilled Washington and Oregon. No problemo. Now favored by a big number, 18.5, but give me Sparty to do it. Maryland stinks. Michigan State playing great. Izzo, he's getting after his guys, being lazy on defense. He told his guy, Kerr Tang, that he couldn't guard my mom. So take the over, 139.5, too, because, you know, they got to work on the defense thing. You got 17-1 Duke hosting a not-so-good Wake team. Duke will steamroll them. Take them covering 17.5. Booze Cruz getting it done. Rhyme Time's Tar Heels going to Virginia to take on a good Cavs team. The Buckeyes will see them soon. UNC couldn't get it done at SMU, at Cal, or at Stanford. Tragic. So I certainly don't think they get it done at the John Paul Jones. Take the Cavs to cover 6.5 under 149.5. Finally, with hoops, Fred Hoiberg and the Huskers go to Minnesota to get to 20-0 over 137.5 points. Nebraska on the money line, then to that NFL Championship Sunday. One of the best football viewing days all year, I say. Sean Payton, coach of the Broncos, he said, you know, we're going to keep it positive. We're going to rally the troops. He said, just wait, about Jarrett Stidham. Just wait. You'll see. To which all of us stopped and said, I don't believe you. I think you're lying. And I think the Patriots know that. I think Drake May and the red-hot Mike Vrabel get it done. They cover like you picked. And did you know, fun fact, 15 straight years, it's either the Pats or the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game.
It's crazy.
15 straight years. And that next game, the 12s will be out in Seattle as they host the Rams in an NFC West clash. Quarterback cast off Sam Darnold. He's going to have just enough in the tank to outduel Matt Stafford with the help of that terrific Seattle D. Oh, it's a hard, it's a stiff Seattle D. It really is. Hawks win, and I move up to covering 4.5 in that one and the over 46.5. Then Teddy, how about some golfy? We're in La Quinta. La Quinta.
La Quinta Inn?
La Quinta Inn. They all get to stay at a La Quinta Inn. Outdoor entry, too. Scary people in the parking lot, but that's okay. You've got some PGA Tour money. You can get the security guards. We're good. They're playing at three different golf courses. What the hell are we doing? Is this a miniature golf track? Are we at the Dairy, the Young's Dairy in Dayton, Ohio? What are we doing here?
How long is this parlay?
It's over right now.
All right.
So, Teddy, sorry. We're going to take Matt McCarty.
Oh, Matt McCarty.
Matt McCarty to finish top 10. He's a one-time winner on tour. He's off to a good start. I like that. $10 gets you $2,300.
Teddy!
All right, quickly. I just have a five-pack, but they're underdogs and with a lot of pizzazz. All right. I'm going Championship Sunday. I'm taking Jarrett Stidham and the Broncos.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
They're going to win this game. You mark that down. All right. Matthew Stafford and the Rams. Underdogs as well, right? They're going to get it done, too. Let's go to the Jackets hosting the Lightning tomorrow night. Jackets slight underdog. Jackets win that game as well. Yeah. Put it down.
Move up that puck line, baby.
All right. You mentioned the golf PGA Tour championship here. Or not championship.
Oh,
but
a PGA championship in January?
Yeah, it's going on
like
now.
It. That's what Liv's doing.
Scottie Scheffler's in the lead right now, right? He's at 17 under. Well, there's some guy named Blades Brown.
Ooh, Blades.
18 years old is Blades Brown. He Blades. Is tied for the lead. He's at 12 under through 16 holes, I think, today, right now, or through 15.
Sounds made up.
He might shoot a 59. This guy, I'm marking him down as winning this tournament, taking out Scottie Scheffler, taking them all to town. And lastly, Buckeyes in Michigan getting it on tonight. Who's going to win that game? It's the Buckeyes going to win that game. You put $10 down on this, you're going to win a nice, cool $25,000.
Why do you get more southern as it goes on? The accent really comes out in the pizzazz. All right. The Great American Event is now owned by the Chinese. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for some slower traffic if you're on westbound 270 on that north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And there's an accident that's blocking the right lane on eastbound Fisher Road at North Wilson Road. Police are on scene there, causing some extra delay. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Expert at making mornings better. He brought back the bagel sandwiches at McDonald's. He feeds birds out of his mouth. And he hosts a radio show guaranteed to make you smile. T-Bone.
Yes.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking a major winter storm developing here for the weekend as heavy snow is expected across central and southern Ohio. Winter storm warnings have been issued across the area as we will see that snow arriving here for your Saturday evening. The heaviest snow arriving after midnight and through Sunday morning into the afternoon and then eventually clearing out of here for Sunday night. Once all is said and done, we are tracking 8 to 12 inches of snowfall across central and southern Ohio and then bitter cold temperatures here as we head into next week. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants. The other one should be. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about America, all right?
America.
I know you think certain things are American. Like you may say, Thanksgiving's American. Or hamburger is American.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger, a diner. Maybe the 4th of July. You'd be right, half right.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What's really American, I'm told, is a bunch of disgusting people every single 4th of July going and standing out in the summer heat, sticking hot dog buns in water, trying not to choke
right
on some tubular meat.
Because that's what you think of when enjoying a nice hot dog, right?
That's what I think.
It's trying to like dip them and get the bun super soggy so they can just slither down your throat. But it's not just enjoying a few.
People love it.
It's trying to eat 60 of them.
You watch that crap, don't you?
Yes, every year.
You love it, don't you?
It's fantastic. I think the most American part of it is when you start to vomit. And then you put your hands over your mouth, and then you try to shove the vomit.
No back reversal
in.
Of fortune.
So you, so you don't lose the contest.
I think you should get points if you eat your vomit.
Get bonus points for that?
I don't get bonus, but
you don't get
Rick bonus, but you know,
bonus time.
Anyway, maybe the great American institution, the hot dog eating contest, is not so American after all. Nathan's Famous has been gobbled up by Virginia-based Smithfield Foods. Now, maybe you say, oh, Smithfield.
That's a fine American company.
You know, Paula Deen. Smithfield.
I see a Smithfield ham in the refrigerated section with the nice glazy goo.
And
you love to get a little Smithfield ham.
Smithfield Foods is owned by China's WH Group. So now Nathan's Famous, you know, the hot dog they use for the eating contest on 4th of July, is technically owned by China.
I did not know that.
However,
Smithfield's was Chinese.
The new owner says the iconic 4th of July hot dog eating contest will continue. The deal is for $102 per Nathan share, equivalent to a total value of $450 million, including debt. So there you go. By the way, since
there will be a weather balloon floating above the competition.
Since 1997, the contest has been hosted by Major League Eating, which is run by George Shea, who I have talked to on several occasions.
Shea Brothers.
Richard Shea, George Shea, who is in his early 60s, runs a real estate public relations firm. But every 4th of July, he dons a straw hat and serves as the boisterous MC of the hot dog contest on Coney Island.
Not to be confused with George Takei.
Oh, my. He also is a big fan of shoving tubular meat in his mouth at a rapid pace.
It is high. It is far.
George Takei and Shatner are the only ones still alive?
I think that's
from
right.
The, yeah, from the original
right.
cast.
I think you're right. So. For Star Trek, I did see that a lot of hubbub about William Shatner, that he was eating a bowl of cereal
while he was driving his car.
In the driver's side of a car. And I guess this was a little trick that they put out there to tease a Super Bowl commercial
that is upcoming. Right?
So it's not William Shatner being old and stupid and a complete idiot.
When I grow up, I want to be William Shatner.
Yeah.
That guy's in his 90s. He looks like he's in his 60s. He's still banging. He's still driving. He's eating cereal.
He's doing a lot of spots here on The Fan.
That's right. He is.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
The dogs.
Dogs. Yeah.
He's doing
it. It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
It is go to jail Friday right here. There's still time for you. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. You can text the burner phone. I got it right here. 614-787-3093. Why don't I just go to that right now? Oh, it'll say, good afternoon, my favorite good clean boys.
They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum.
It's Adam, your favorite courier from New Lexington. I don't have a story for the road today. This is about a coworker. He's always about the mean streets because he's out there driving all the time. As I sat there this morning and typed this, we're all sitting around and we usually disperse at 8 o'clock to start our day. Friday is donut day. That's nice.
I like donut.
Don't you like that?
Oh, I love it.
Let's make Friday. Today is fast food Friday for me. Today's going to be the day I always get fast food.
You had a little Taco Bell today.
I loved it.
I haven't had the Bell in a while.
I had the Luke's box. Nice little $7 box and a cheesy gordita.
You didn't splurge for the $9 box?
I didn't go with the $9. I went with the $7.
What's the $9 one called?
I think you get it's the Crave. Like a Crave box. I think they're just levels of the Luke's box.
Lux.
I know.
Yeah.
I think there's just a $7 version and a $9 version and you get like an extra taco or whatever. All right, back to our guy here. He says, Friday's donut day and one of my coworkers gets a special donut brought to him. I don't know what that means. A special donut that's better than everyone else's donuts, which I'm fine with, he says. It's just listening to the guy eat is mind-dumbing. My blood is boiling right now as he smacks his gums, loud and disgusting noises, and tries to talk all the same time while he eats. You shit. He's the nicest guy in the world, but on Fridays I want to body slam him on top of the donut box. He literally sounds like he's making love to the donut. This is a rising epidemic, so sentence him accordingly.
5 years.
5 years in jail? I'll go 10.
First, it's etiquette class.
Got to get some manners.
If he still does it after etiquette class, then it's 5 years in jail.
That's it? I think I'd go double.
He says he's nice. He says he's the nicest guy in the world. Let's give him a chance to change.
All right. Good answer. If he's nice, that's got to be worth something, right? Here we go. Staying with the burner phone right here, my guys.
Jeff Rimmer is my daddy.
My go-to-jail candidate is the jerk I encountered at the Walmart. He was right in the middle of the aisle that I was going down, so I politely stopped and said, excuse me, and he didn't turn around. Thinking he didn't hear me, I said it again, louder, still politely, excuse me. He turned, looked at me, turned back around, and just stood right in the middle of the aisle. So I passively, aggressively said, fine, I guess I'll have to be the one to move. And I walked around the other way to face him, and he turned the other way to leave. Rude, inconsiderate, go to jail. Good, clean texter. I could not agree with you more. You did everything right. You were nice. You used a nice, pleasant tone.
I agree.
You're not upset that someone's in the middle of the aisle. You're simply just giving a nod of consideration to say, hey,
And then you were the bigger party. You avoided the confrontation. You didn't shove past him. You went around the long way, and he was still a coward and wouldn't look at you. I say that person in the aisle, 50 years in jail.
I agree.
50 years.
I agree.
And I'm talking like hard Mississippi labor camp.
You got
to dig a ditch.
You got to put the hammer down to these inconsiderate pieces of crap.
I gave the big mouth chewer the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just unaware of how disgusting he is.
That's a manners thing.
This guy is embracing the rudeness and adopting it as a character trait.
He wants to be rude.
Yes, he does. He's working hard to be rude.
It's a bad habit, the chewing thing, the loud chewing thing.
I changed my mind. Death penalty.
Okay.
I'm sorry for even giving you 50 years.
You don't got to convince me.
No.
I'm all for death.
And it's not like a good death, like an easy one.
Like
it's
a
like
steak
you're covered,
right through the heart?
You're covered in honey and you're thrown out in the desert and fire ants eat you to death.
What about a Braveheart death? About that. That was bad.
Okay.
What they did to old William.
Hi.
Or what was his name again?
William Wallace.
William Wallace. That is not good. Bad. And he didn't even deserve that. He's fighting for his country. This guy what do you stand for?
Nothing?
Nothing. All right. Corey here says, this was on the subject we got into this week. Same line here. I'm walking into work and I have my backpack. I got a bag from a work event. Ooh, that sounds nice. Lunch. Got my morning coffee in my hands. There's a guy walking into the office in front of me. My hands were completely full. I even gave a little cough. So he knew I was behind him. He goes to barely open the door so little it completely shuts before I can get in. The jackass couldn't be bothered to do anything but keep on walking. Go to jail. I bet he even gave a turn and a look. I bet he gave you some eye contact.
So he was aware. The guy was aware.
Guy was aware.
He was aware.
He gave a little cough of recognition to say, like, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You know what? Death for him, too.
Death.
Man, this is not even, we should change this name of this segment. It's not go to jail. It's get ready for death.
It's just go to hell.
We should.
it's turned back into.
This guy. This is not my kind of guy.
All right. When the Hillbillies aren't playing for the title, people actually watch. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at some holdup if you need to travel on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And we've got another delay due to an accident that's on London Groveport Road at Shook Road. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy has more jiggling silicone in his Instagram feed than Sydney Sweeney riding a mechanical bull. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, here's a little tip for you, okay? Because we're getting messages from people because they're getting ready for the White Death on Saturday night into Sunday, and they can't find salt anywhere. They're going to the big box stores, and they're looking for salt, and they can't find it. And they're going to be slipping and sliding all over the place. But Fishy just came in here and said they got all the salt you want at the pet stores.
Whoa.
That's the tip that he's giving you.
It's a good tip.
They sell like pet-friendly salt so your dog doesn't eat it and die, but it still does the job. Nobody thinks to go to the pet store to buy salt, but he said he just picked up two big jugs of salt. Speaking of two big jugs, how's your Instagram feed going?
Oh, you know,
Smutty?
I actually was... Sydney Sweeney kept popping up on my feed today. I don't know if she's doing a movie with Ana de Armas or if these are
Would you like to touch my monkey?
They could be old photos. They could be AI. Jimmy cracked corn. They still show up there. The other one that I was seeing, and don't ask me why.
Billy Joel.
It's good. Thank you. Was Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, yeah?
You know her?
Oh, of course. She's an actress. She's Ron Howard's daughter. She's,
I guess the
Barry Ginger.
Yeah, I guess the smut lovers that find their way into my feed, they just picked her out of the clear blue sky, and everybody is just sort of.
I like how you said debating. Smut lovers, like you're not one of
no,
them.
No, I'm.
You're
I'm
like the
clean.
Ringleader of smut.
I just make sure everyone isn't too dirty.
You're
out
the
there.
P.T. Barnum. Of smut.
I'm the circus ringleader. So what is your, do you have a thought on Bryce Dallas Howard? People are wondering, is she hot or is she
well, she's gotta
just
be,
okay?
She's in her 40s now at this point,
yeah.
Right?
I think she is fantastic.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah.
Let's see. You think she's fantastic, huh?
I do.
She's 44.
I do. She's not like a, she's certainly not like a Megan Fox type. Most people are like posting her and saying, would you take a look at that ace? It's that, that's kind of what they're saying
about
her.
I'm not looking at the photos you're looking at. I'm just looking at red carpet stuff. Mm-hmm. And, she's okay.
Just okay.
She's all right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you like her because you're really into what's the.
Yeah.
What's the technical term for the type of woman that you're into?
I think you're...
Sluts.
You're talking about dirty and filthy. And,
slutty.
Yeah.
But you, no, you know what I'm seeing here...
But that's also not totally true.
...is that she has... I'm just seeing some of these pictures now. She has a lot of the assets that you enjoy.
Yes.
In a lady.
Like you could...
You like the bottom half, and she's doing quite well in that department.
Like, you could put, like... three, maybe even four C's on the end of the word for Bryce Dallas Howard. Like she would have a strong post presence
mm-hmm.
if she were a basketball player.
Yeah, she's boxing
out. You would want her to be your power forward and not in a bad way at all.
Little Jared Sullinger.
Wide ace.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go in the lane. When Bryce Dallas Howard is down there banging, you don't come a knocking. You don't want to go down there.
A top-seeded Indiana's victory over Miami in the college football playoff national championship game on Monday night was the most-watched college football game in 11 years.
Since which one?
30.1 million. It was Ohio State and Oregon.
So I was going to say. Buckeyes and Oregon,
January 2015 still has the record at 33.9 million. According to ESPN, it was the most watched non-NFL sports telecast since Game 7 of the 2016 World Series between the Cubs and Cleveland. It is the fourth most watched college football game in the last 30 years and the eighth most watched ESPN production since the network started in 1979. So, here's what we learned, and here's what I've been telling you for a while. The South likes to think that the college football world could not live without them. The reality is, when two SEC teams, two Southern teams play in a national championship game, it's never setting ratings records,
mm-hmm.
ever. Because you have smaller markets down there, and really the country at large doesn't care. Your universe cares, but when you have stories, when you have a program like Indiana, historically the worst college football program of all time, going out, winning a national championship, you are capturing the big market eyeballs that don't normally care about this game. When you have Ohio State, when you have Notre Dame, when you have USC playing in a championship game, they cross more boundaries in the big markets than the Southern programs do. They like to think that they run the whole thing down there. It just means more. But the reality is they don't make as much money when they play in the big games.
Let me give you some schools that are all in the top 10 largest alumni bases in America. You got that?
Got it.
Indiana's the biggest. I don't know how many people would realize that. Now? They're the biggest. So you got students there that are spawning off, that are living in L.A., that are living in Chicago, that are living in Atlanta, Charlotte, New York, D.C. They're all over the place. So that's part of why the ratings are big. Indiana, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Purdue as one of the largest alumni bases, one of the largest living alumni bases, and Michigan State. You've got six of the biggest alumni bases in the country right here in the Big Ten. Then you have Texas and Texas A&M, both in Texas. You know, those are
both in Texas.
Those, I mean, but again, Ole Miss, not so much. Auburn, not so much. If you were to get UT or A&M to move on, then maybe your ratings would be a little bit better. But guess what? Those are not the traditional SEC schools, are they? No, because everyone knows football has always been one of the biggest things in Texas. I just find that interesting, and that's not surprising. And did you see Booger? Did you see what Booger said?
I seen it.
You seen it?
Doesn't surprise me.
If you guys didn't see this, like, at least, Paul Feinbaum, listen to me, at least he ate his crow. I mean, it took him a long time. He was holding on almost like the Titanic captain, almost too late, going down with the ship, but he turned off of it. Booger McFarland, he goes on Dan Patrick, and he says, make no mistake, Dan, the best conference in America is still the SEC. Okay. He said, I think we have a recency bias. We always have, and we always will. Big Ten has won 3 in a row. Right now, the Big Ten is the preeminent conference in college football because they've won 3 in a row.
Yes.
And they have done it with 3 different teams. You're making a lot of great points, Booger. What's the other thing? The era of college football has been changed based on the NIL and transfer portal. And Nick said it best, Saban, it's hard to get kids from down south to go up north unless you're paying them. Well, guess what? We're paying them now. Hey, I know he said that tongue in cheek, but there's some validity to it. When are you going to get to the part why the SEC is still better? Now the playing field has become leveled, but all things are cyclical. Make no mistake. I'm telling you and your cronies the same thing. The best conference in America is still the SEC. And if you don't believe me, just ask Greg Sankey. All right, Booger, would you shut up?
Ask Greg Sankey. He's the commissioner of the SEC.
What are you doing?
What the hell is he supposed to say? First of all, I agree with you, Booger. Everything is cyclical. You're gonna have time where the SEC is back on top and, you know, they're waving the flag again.
So this is the cycle where the Big Ten is above you.
Right now, that's not it.
You had 20 years where what? You won 17 of the national championships? I'll agree. Like, you have had that consistency and different programs. They were multifold, the different programs
multifold
that would rise up and win titles.
By the way, if you missed Paul Feinbaum eating his crow, we have Paul Feinbaum's words here, but voiced by Macho Man Randy Savage.
There can be debate on whether Indiana had the best season in college football history, but there can be no debate. It is the greatest story in the history of the game. Yeah. Now, what made it even more amazing is how people misunderstood what Kurt Cignetti was doing in Bloomington. Yeah. Let me assure, nobody was more incorrect in understanding that process than me. Yeah. Almost everything I said throughout the season about him and about Indiana was wrong. Yeah. And it was an epic failure on my part. Dig it! There was no question Indiana was the best team. And yes, the Big Ten is the best conference in the country. Yeah. We congratulate Coach Cignetti, Indiana, and the Big Ten for an extraordinary run. They are, without a doubt, the cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Why would we just have Paul Feinbaum's voice? He's annoying. we can put Macho Man Randy Savage saying his words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking two lanes and causing some delay on eastbound Fisher Road at North Wilson Road. Traffic is getting by in the center turn lane, and police are on scene, adding to the holdup. And there's a delay on westbound 670 from 71 to 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Bedoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
Hey, it's Anthony. Big...
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, it's Beamer, Brandon Beam.
Common Man Timmy, it's happening.
General Manager Beam of the Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
He's everything.
What do you think about me firing Sean McDermott this week?
I don't know. I wanted to ask you just about that whole presser in general. I thought Terry Pegula was a
I did not draft Keon Coleman. I didn't do it.
I don't care if you did. I thought that was ridiculous decorum by your owner. That looked like the most awkward thing. That shouldn't be done that way. You should have your press conference. He's stepping all over you, interrupting you when you're starting to answer questions.
He signs my paycheck. He can talk whenever he wants to. Terry Pegula, good American family. Best of luck to his daughter in the Australian Open in the next couple of weeks.
His daughter's in the Australian Open?
Yeah, she's like a high-level tennis player.
I didn't know that.
Jessica Pegula.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's really good. Ooh. Got to a semifinal of a...
Jessica
of a Grand Slam
of a yeah I think so
yeah
I think she got to a semifinal. She's like a top 5 or 6 ranked player in the world.
Jessica,
I think
I gotta take a look at Jessica Pegula.
Do you follow tennis at all?
I watch it during the slams. I enjoy it. The older I've gotten, the more I enjoy high level tennis. I was watching some of it today. Naomi Osaka.
Okay.
I guess was.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to go there.
Something happened.
Something
with her.
Did you not get the full details on that? Because I'm looking at this. I was searching, did a tennis search as you started going. Naomi Osaka, who's one of America's bright, tennis stars.
From Japan.
And Sorana Cirstea, I think.
Why you got to do that? That's the flag that she plays
okay,
under.
Okay. All right.
She plays for Japan? She didn't play for the States?
Yes. She plays under the Japanese yes. flag.
I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't know that. Has it always been that way?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, good for her.
I mean, you're right in the fact that she is American.
You'd have a bone to pick.
I got a bone to pick with the Summer McIntosh, the Canadian swimmer.
Right.
Who's lived in Tampa since she was 10 years old.
I mean, if you live in Minneapolis, sure. you know, you can claim the Canadian flag.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump.
No, you live in Tampa, though?
No, you can't. Like, here is his point about that. If you do everything here in the States, we'd love you to play for us.
We trained you.
Yeah, you get all your training.
You moved down to Tampa.
Everything.
Because you couldn't get the training that you needed up in Canada. So you said, the only place I can become a world-class swimmer is down in the United States. And yet you don't swim for the United States.
Yeah, we should have banned her.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we can't do that.
What's the problem with Naomi Osaka?
Naomi,
great American tennis player.
Naomi Osaka really was getting into it with Sorana Cerstia because Naomi was hyping herself up too much. Between games.
Oh, too much.
She'd know what she was doing?
She'd get a point, she'd be like, come on!
Yeah.
She'd get another point, she'd be like, yeah, bitch! Like, she was and going a little crazy.
The other chick wasn't having it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And Sorana Cerstia was like, hey, it's a little too much with the bitch talk, you know? Maybe.
That's actually verbatim what she said. That's
lay
a quote.
Off in the, what do they call the person in the high chair?
In the judge.
Judge high chair.
the umpire.
In the lifeguard chair there. You know, the Baywatch. They got the Hasselhoff chair.
Line judge. Right?
Hasselhoff, the Pamela Anderson chair. Yeah, the judge. The judge. She's, you know, Serana's looking up to her and she's like, it's like these people can barely speak.
She said it's not during a serve. It's not during service. She's not making noise. Let her be. Let her be.
She gets to scream. She gets to hoot and holler and scream.
It's not good decorum.
It is
what Timmy's saying.
It's just not. It's not the sportsmanship that Sorana was looking for.
Right.
But
did you see what Naomi Osaka said after the match?
She was like, sorry, you're mad about it. She did not care.
And she said, she goes, this is your last time here, so sorry I put you out. That's literally what she said.
Man. She went out with a DX chop and she headed on out.
Like, it was grisly.
I got to watch more tennis. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
This is good theater.
All right, Buckeye show coming up, and then we got Buckeye basketball tonight. Buckeyes at Michigan. What do you think, Beamer?
I think it's going to be a fun ride tonight. Either you're going to win or you're going to lose by 40.
Probably the second thing.
It'll be interesting.
So what's coming up on the Buckeye show? Obviously getting ready for the game, but what else?
Getting ready for the game. We're going to talk to Carp, round out the week in Buckeye football. Adam Jardy is going to join us live from Ann Arbor at 6:30. And then we'll get into some college football news with the college football playoff, kind of changing their structure.
Buckeye show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Little go to jail Friday right here. We appreciate all the entries. I got another one here. My goodest, cleanest, filthy souls. My GTJ is my wife. She's the queen of doing it half-assed around the house. Halfway to the dishes. Halfway doing the vacuuming. Halfway taking the trash out. And my favorite, halfway doing the laundry. Nothing drives me more nuts than when laundry is clean and dry and completely wrinkled and stuffed into a laundry basket. Go to jail.
How is my wife married to the same person?
I was going to say, is my wife out there with another man as well? Because they all seem the same to us. How's Meredith with this stuff, Beam?
I just do all the housework.
All the housework. Yeah, what a good give it guy.
Up. Yeah, I just do it all.
Do it all.
Yeah, she's at work all day. I got nothing to do.
Well, she clearly would do something.
Yeah,
whatever she needs to do.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
This is like the same thing.
Maybe
like,
when she comes home, you do a little
Naomi.
Why can't I say her damn name?
Naomi Osaka. Come on!
I got a question. How do you halfway take out the trash?
I'll tell you how, because this happens with Sarah every single time.
On the driveway, you just throw it.
This is what happens. Recycled stuff, it just gets chucked into the garage. Fully informed. Like an Amazon box. It doesn't get broken down. It just gets slung into the garage. So it's in front of the parked cars. You trip over it, or I take it out and have the little blade cutter and cut it down.
Seems like a good thing to enlist Jack to do.
It is. It's a perfectly good thing to enlist Jack to. But if we're going to start it, then just go get Jack to do it. Like, she just took the trash out yesterday, and she put the trash on the front porch. I was like, what, do we want our coyote scat man to come by and just maul this thing? Take it. It's another 50 feet under the covered porch to the trash. So when she put it out there, I kind of looked at her and I gave her the eyes and I walked right to the closet and picked up my shoe slippers, my Birkenstocks, and I headed for the front door. She's like, oh, are you going to take the trash out now? I'm like, well, you didn't feel like doing it. So someone has to.
How's everything else going in your life? All right.
The best.
Gale.
Gale.
All right. Buckeye Show's next. Have a great weekend. We'll be here Monday with the White Death. Maybe you're not going to school or work. You can join us. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left shoulder on westbound 70's off-ramp to 315, and that's downtown. And there's an accident that's causing some holdup on London Groveport Road at Shook Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40, one night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. You like garbage food. I like garbage food.
Yeah.
I asked you to choose your number one fast food establishment, and you went with Wendy's.
Yeah.
Which I, look, location, consistency.
It's all good.
Fine. You can have free Wendy's for the rest of your life. As many times a day as you want. It's hot and fresh every single time. You're treated like a king when you go there. No dirty looks. But you have to play Russian roulette.
What do you, every time?
No. One time.
Oh.
One time.
Oh.
One.
You know what?
Time.
I'll just keep paying for my food. I don't want to take that chance. Not for.
What is it? Is it six?
In the chamber.
All right. Well,
if you're talking about a revolver.
I mean, the odds are in your favor.
That doesn't matter.
I'm just saying.
It's not a.
The odds
are in your favor, maybe, but it's
maybe I overestimated your love for food. Is there amount of money out there for you to play Russian roulette?
I mean, yeah, probably.
What is that amount?
Does my family get it either way? Like, I mean, obviously, I'm not doing it. Well, then why am I doing it? Because then I'm either alive and rich or dead, and then none of that money.
First of all,
what was even worth it?
If that was the deal, my wife would load bullets in all the chambers.
Same. I know. Mine would, too. I'm just pointing out that the whole point of me doing this would be that family gets money.
How about this? With the Wendy's?
Yeah.
Not Russian roulette, but I shoot you once with a gun in the thigh.
Oh. But then I get free
Wendy's
for life.
Yeah. No problem.
I mean,
shoot you with a gun in the meaty thigh.
You're guaranteeing me I live and can heal from it and eventually get back to a normal life.
I mean, hey, man, that's up to you.
What do you mean that's up to me?
I mean, I don't know what happens when you get shot in the thigh. Maybe I hit an artery. Maybe I hit a bone. They have to amputate your leg. I have no idea. But I'm shooting you in the thigh.
That's a risk I could probably take to get free fast food for the rest of my life.
Teddy, would you let me shoot you in the thigh for free food?
I was going to say yes, but then you said if you could just guarantee that I would still live. But
yeah, I just want to make sure. You're probably going to, I mean, chances are good you're going to live.
Yeah,
you
get shot in the thigh most. And
I would think so, yeah.
Can I have my doctor be like right there with a full medical kit?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, there's an ambulance there.
Okay, okay. Then we got the good chance I'm making it out, even if you blaze an artery off of me or something. That's fine.
What's your place, Teddy?
McDonald's, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that going to be yours?
Probably.
Yeah.
Although Taco Bell's coming strong to the hole.
Taco Bell would be my number two choice. I mean,
could you eat Taco Bell like seven times a day?
Absolutely. I could eat Taco. There's so many options, and it's all the same food, but I don't care. It's delicious. But Wendy's for me, slightly more options for me, so I will go with that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.